CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Thanks for listening to Adam and Ari on Demand.
Yeah, thank you. Welcome to the website. How's it going? What's crack-a-lackin'?
Yeah, you're just chilling out on the website. It's a good website, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty cool. You gotta listen to us.
You were excited to do this. Did you have something to say, or you just wanted to do it?
Oh, okay. This is like my favourite part of my day.
Is it?
Yeah.
Even when we forget to do it.
Yeah,
sometimes.
When we forget to do it, it's a really sad day.
Yeah, but so on today's show, there's a new love letter.
Oh,
there's a brand new prank. We pranked Lee Dicko.
Oh, it is just such a great show today.
It's not bad, is it? One of the all time greats.
Not bad, not good, not bad.
Not just kidding.
It's good. I think it's good. Hopefully, you enjoy it. We thought it was pretty funny.
I just can't believe the love letter has quoted Pearl Jam's Wish List. You ever heard this song?
No.
Of course not. Only me and the person that wrote this letter has heard this song.
I have some theories.
Oh, who do you think?
I still think it's Jerry.
You still? He's back on?
Mm-hmm.
You're back on Jerry.
Yeah. It's just something he would do and for this long. But in the letter it did say, which you don't know because you haven't heard it yet, but I'm going to give you the insider information. It did say, I love that you think this is a joke.
Mm.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who would be doing it?
Do you think it's a bit creepy if it is Jerry?
No, it's funny. I don't know what's more creepy, if it's actually a real one and someone is actually sending you love letters. Or if it's a joke. I'm not entirely sure which one's more creepy.
You really think Jerry would go through and find wish list?
Mm. We're just getting a caller.
Should we answer it?
Oh, hello, CFM.
On the wrong phone, so we can't hear it.
Hello? Okay. That would have been on 7AD 7BU with that Lee Dixon, I think. Was it on that? Oh, because we don't have live interviews at 3 on CFM. Yeah, no problem. Sorry. Bye. Everyone's wanted to talk to Lee Dixon in this studio.
What was that about? What interview?
I don't know. They wanted something to do with an interview, and I was like, I don't know what interview you're talking about, because it's definitely not on CFM.
Yeah, because Nathan's still on at 3,
yeah,
isn't he? No, it wouldn't have been him. There you go, a bit of a look behind the curtain.
Oh, you love a little bit of it. I actually did listen back on here on the website to these epis, and I noticed that you did leave my little conversation in.
Yeah, of course.
I was like, oh, no one wants to listen to this, but it was a little bit funny.
Yeah, see how
behind the scenes.
My instincts are always right, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
Yeah.
That's on the record too.
I didn't answer the phone correctly.
Can't believe they quoted this song.
Are you in awe? Will you marry this person?
That's an Ebo.
Hey, if I get my celebrant license, will you let me marry you to this person?
What if it's Tess?
You can't get married again if you're already married.
It's actually illegal, isn't it? Yeah, that's actually a crime.
Yeah. Wonder if they're married or unmarried. Would you though? Okay, let's just say someone is just sending you these love letters and I do get my license to marry people. And become a celebrant.
And I just marry him for content.
Would you marry them for content?
I'll think about it while
you could do a prenup.
Let me think about it while we play the episode.
Okay.
There it is.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. Happy
morning,
Fancy
all.
Friday once again.
So, Fancy Friday, wearing a dress today. Look outside. Go outside. It's not really dress weather, is it?
It'll be all right. It's just cloudy.
Yeah, but the ground is wet.
There's been a few sprinkles, but we're not expecting showers until later this evening. Didn't you hear my forecast?
Yeah, but I'm looking out the window and it's telling me something else. Sometimes the weather...
I'm afraid, Ari, that won't hold up in court. That's anecdotal evidence. Well, it's not peer-reviewed data.
Nice to know that you're back in your suit again, your penguin suit.
My blue blaze.
Yeah, good job, Ads. Couldn't see the pants. Can you just roll back a bit? Oh, nice. You've gone the black pants instead of the grey.
Mixing it up.
I think I prefer the black.
Do you? See, it's good to know. I need to know these things.
I'm not fashionable, but I just thought the grey looks like you were going to school with that colour T-shirt.
Yeah, this is a different shirt, but it's pretty similar to the...
Similar colour, isn't it?
Yeah. So that's the great thing about Fancy Friday. You can try out our outfits and see if Ari likes them.
Yeah, and just go yay or nay.
Yeah.
You know?
And then I know when I go out there into the big wide world, when I'm making my way around this beautiful northwest coast, I know that I'm wearing something that's been approved. You know?
I don't know if my approval...
Oh, you've been doing good.
Anything?
I mean, you stopped wearing that dressing gown, which is like cheating as far as Fancy Friday goes. But it's Counting Crows. We're Adam and Ari. It's CFM, 9 minutes past six. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
So Ari, you know how it's all digital nowadays.
Yep.
You know about this story because you sent it to me.
Oh.
The couple that got married in the metaverse.
Yeah, I thought you'd find that funny.
It's great, yeah. So
you know, what is a Bubba Hotel or something? What is it called?
Habbo Hotel, Bubba. Imagine getting married on Habbo Hotel. That's a genius idea.
Yeah, I thought you'd love it. Yeah, so I don't know how that's legit if they... So I guess they're both on computer screens in the same room or not in the same room? Like, where's the celebrant? Was the celebrant also in?
So basically, Tracy and Dave Gagnon, they met on the internet. They met in some, you know, I don't know. They met through their avatars online. Mm-hmm. So they got married online through their animated avatars. There was people walked down the aisle on the computer with their avatar, and there was a best man watched his buddy get married
as an avatar.
As an avatar. But it doesn't actually say if the celebrant was an avatar as well. But, I mean, if it's an official marriage...
There has to be a celebrant.
And some kind of signature in real life, I'd say, for it to be legally binding.
Yeah,
but
the ceremony, the rest of the ceremony in a, what is it, Habbo Hotel?
Yeah.
Like scenario.
What is
Imagine
it?
Just, because those games, surely you just... You're just a part of it and you can see other people from all over the world. Imagine just like walking around and being like, what is going on? There's a wedding.
Yeah, I'm concerned about the consummation. Was that through the avatars or did they bobber?
Is that where they say bobber?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they bobber online or did... I mean, does it have to be consummated in real life?
Maybe they
as
did
well?
Both. Oh. Just to be sure, they did both.
There's no way of knowing. So, yeah, we got Lee Dixon good yesterday, the great Lee Dixon.
The great Lee Dixon, yes.
So this is what, it was the day before yesterday, Wednesday, this is what sparked it all. Poor old Eileen called him up.
1-300-655-111 is my number. Eileen, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Just having a cup of coffee. Listen, you wouldn't say, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, Jose Feliciano, after
half past five. Feliz Navidad, that one.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
What? Wizards? I wish it could be Christmas every day. Wasn't enough for you?
No, I want more.
You want more? look, you're a part of a minority, Eileen.
Am I?
Yeah, I think when it comes to Christmas, Christmas music, you're yay all year round.
Yep.
Yeah, that's all the Christmas music they've given me for my shift today. That's it.
Oh.
And I've been told.
Can't you make decisions for yourself?
No, I'm not allowed. I've been told by management that I'm not allowed to play around with the music playlist.
Lies! Excuses, lies.
Oh, lies.
What hurts the most, Lee Dixon, is the lies.
It's the lies. The lies to the coast.
Just to be fair to Lee, he actually did play Feliz Navidad. I just realised going through looking for that clip, he actually ended up playing it for us. So.
Oh,
but
bless.
Still,
in the beginning he lied.
And that's why we got him yesterday with this.
Hello.
Hi, it's Catherine.
How are you going, Catherine?
I'm great. I was wondering if I could request a song, please.
Oh, what are you in the mood to hear? We don't normally do requests, so I can't promise anything, but what did you want to hear?
Sure. Well, it is Christmas. Maybe Mariah Carey's Christmas song.
Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You?
Yeah.
Has somebody put you up to this?
Just close your eyes. Dancing.
I will see what I can do.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. G'day, Cobra. What do you reckon you play a bit of Santa Claus Is Coming to Town for the young kids? That'd be fantastic, mate. Thank you very much.
I will see what I can do because I love a Christmas song.
Oh, great. So do I.
The more the merrier.
Absolutely. I totally agree.
Good. Lovely talking to you today.
You too, mate. Catch you later.
Can we get the trifecta? Hello.
Yeah, hi. I was wondering if you could play a bit of Jingle Bells.
Oh, for God.
Or a little baby in the manger. It'd be great. Stephen, thank you.
Bye. I'm being had. I have to be. Surely. What are you doing, Naomi?
I'm bringing to make your afternoon grand.
Yeah, okay. I'm with you. What's going on?
You've got to play Christmas songs for me. I have good authority that I'm allowed to request a Christmas song and you must play it. can you guess who I would want, what band?
Yeah, you want to hear Hanson.
I do, and I believe you have finally at Christmas.
Am I being had? I'm being had, aren't I?
No, you have to play Hanson's Finally It's Christmas. Can I dedicate it?
Yep.
Will you definitely play it?
Yep.
You promise?
Yep.
I'll dedicate that one to Adam and Ari.
I knew I was being had.
But you still have to do it. You promised me, Lee.
Okay.
My hands are finally at Christmas.
And Adam and Ari can shove it. And because you're all a bunch of Christmas-loving weirdos, I will kick the five for the drive off with... I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. Please, hold the calls. The message has been received loud and clear.
Hey, Lee, wondering if you could play some Christmas carols for me, man.
Long time no speak, mate. You're due for a catch-up over here.
Absolutely, I am. And we're due for some more Chrissy carols.
Are we? Really? And what song would you like, Mr. K-Dog?
The Mariah Carey. All I want for Christmas.
Why does everybody like that song so much?
Because who doesn't? It's an absolute smashing hit.
It's like I'm walking through a shopping centre at Christmas time. It's like an American movie on repeat, a bad one at that.
Thanks, man.
Bye.
Hi, can I request a Christmas song, please? All I want for Christmas is you.
Good choice. The jury has spoken. My number 1-300-655-111. Hello.
Oh, hi. I just wanted to request a Christmas song, please.
No. And cheers for your company today. I've really enjoyed every phone call that I've received. There are about 335 of them, all regarding Christmas songs, and I'm so excited to do it again tomorrow.
There he is, the great Lee Dixon over there on the home run 7AD. We got him good.
Might I add, he ended up taking the phone off the hook.
Yeah, at some point it was off the hook. I know that there were people calling that couldn't get through as well.
Yeah,
there were
and
calls
they started
that,
messaging the Instagram page
did
too.
Did they? And there were calls that couldn't get through, so we're so proud. Out of the
we
coast.
Are so proud of you, and that is our little Christmas gift.
Go the Adam and Ari Army. Kid music. Music. CFM. Tiff from Studley, what Christmas song do you want to hear?
Well, I'm going to say something for the fun. The good old Aussie Jingle Bells.
Oh, yeah. We did play that. Did we play that yesterday?
I think we played that yesterday.
We did already play
maybe
that.
Maybe you could do it again.
You reckon? Well, if it's for Tiff from Studley,
if
I'm sure.
If it's for Tiff, we'll do it.
Yeah.
And then can we play Mistletoe?
Again, Tiff didn't ask
I
for that
know,
one.
I'm Ari.
Okay. All right. For you, Tiff, we'll do it again. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Tiff. Bye.
There it is, the Aussie Jingle Bells from Bucko and Champs. No Christmas is complete without Bucko and Champs. Ari.
Or Mistletoe just saying.
Yeah, but for now, we've got to do this.
Trivia trial.
Justin Bieber aside for one sec, let's do trivia trial.
Time to troll that triv. We're going to ask you a trivia question. If you know the answer, give us a call on 1-300-655-922. If you get the answer correct, you will go on the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
All right, it's been a Home Alone heavy trivia trial week, I think.
It has.
Home Alone and A Christmas Carol have featured heavily on the trivias.
Just want to say it was you that did this too.
Don't have a go.
Just saying.
You're having a go.
Just saying.
I thought we were a team.
We are a team.
I thought we were co-hosts. I thought we had the co-host camaraderie, and now look what's happened.
You didn't play Mistletoe.
I did, though. I did the other day.
Not today.
Oh, Tiff didn't ask for that. She asked for the Aussie Jingle. You need to get people to call up, ask for it. Maybe we'll play it. We'll play it again. All right, we've got a whole December.
Okay.
Are you back?
Yeah.
You with me?
Mm-hmm.
You're on board with the show?
Yep.
Okay. Our question today at 1-300-655-922. In the film Home Alone.
Oh, my God. In the film?
Yeah. Where are the McAllisters going on vacation when they leave poor little Kevin behind? Whereabouts are they going on that vacation or holiday, we might call it here in Australia?
How rich do you think that they were?
Well, they had a huge house.
Yeah.
Huge family.
Huge house.
And I swear plane flights were a bit more expensive back then in that 1990s. But where were they going on their little holiday when they left poor Kevin behind to have to take on those robbers all on his own? 1-300-655-922 if you know.
Trivia trial.
At 1-300-655-922, we have Daniel from Sprayton to answer today's trivia question, which is, Daniel, in Home Alone, where were the McAllisters going when they left Kevin behind?
Was it Paris?
It was Paris. Nice one, Daniel.
Congratulations, Daniel. You're in the draw to win that $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
No worries. Thanks very much.
No worries. We'll draw it today too for Prize Giving Friday, so we'll let you know later in the day if you've been drawn.
Right, Alex. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Good on you, Daniel, and have a Merry Christmas.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Say you're having a good time out there.
On 107.7 CFM.
Hello, CFM. Who's this?
It's Ari's sidekick.
Yes!
Ari's sidekick.
Thank
Can
you.
Can I put a song request in, please?
Oh, my God, yes, please.
Can I request Mistletoe?
Yeah.
Yes! Mistletoe! Isn't it just the happiest song?
So this is the second request from Tiff from Studley. Gotcha! Gotcha! Ah, let's play it. All
yes,
right.
Yes, please.
Well, Tiff asked for it now, so we got
yes,
it.
Yes, thank you, Tiff.
Got to keep Ari happy.
Yeah. Happy work, wife. Happy life, Adam. Come on, get it right.
Yeah.
Have a great day, guys.
You too,
thanks, Tiff. Bye.
Like I say, it's, here it is, Mistletoe for Tiff, not for Ari. All right, Ari, there you go. You're back on board with the show or what?
Isn't it like a musical hug that wraps you up?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's beautiful.
All right, let's have a look at it.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
Oh, wow.
10th of December today, Ari, would you like to have a look?
Yeah, sure.
On this day in 1949, Surf Life Saving Association of Australia was founded. Go, Surf Lifesavers.
Go.
Go. On this day in 1967, Otis Redding died. It was 3 days after he released the Dock of the Bay album. Have you heard tell of this man, Otis Redding?
I think I have, yeah.
Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
So I'm just going to sit on the Dock of the Bay.
Watching not this one.
You've heard some others?
Hmm.
I didn't know he died 3 days after he released that album. This one's for you. This his Today in History is for you, Otis. On this day in 1992, Buckingham Palace announced that Prince Charles and Princess Diana had separated.
And it seems to me
the song's not about them separating, it's actually about her dying, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You get me.
Same.
On this day in 2005, Richard Pryor died. You know this Richard Pryor? Very, very funny. One of the all-time funniest comedians. Can't play any clips because they're very rude. Mm. But go look him up on YouTube, kids.
No, don't, kids.
I'm sure their parents have one of them filters on or something.
If they don't, they need one now.
Download the Richard Pryor filter today. And on this day in 2009, Avatar, directed by James Cameron, premiered in London. Did you go see it when that was out?
Not at the... Oh, mate, yeah.
I did.
Possibly.
Yeah, the 3D was cool. The story is a bit silly. Or we're going to go take over this planet to get this material that everyone wants that's worth lots of money, and it's called unobtainium. You know?
I liked the movie. Why are you so salty, Ants?
I just like other movies better, like Lost in Translation.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, everyone.
You feeling fancy?
I am feeling fancy now that our mistletoe was blown. I'm feeling fancy and very happy.
Yeah, you've started committing hardcore to Fancy Friday. You've gone a bit bit further in depth with the fanciness.
Because it's a little bit warmer outside.
So you don't have any winter fancy stuff.
No,
Christmas gift ideas.
Yeah, okay.
Like I'd know what to buy. Can you imagine what
you might have to get Tiff from Studley to help you out
Tiff,
with that.
Help me
the
out.
The main gal, Tiff.
I gave you two requests this morning, Tiff. Now you help me out with a Christmas gift for Ari. All right? And if you can't, then let me down easy. Oh, this song's called Let Me Down Easy, Gang of Youths. That's a coincidence.
Shout out to Bailey, by the way.
Bailey. It's 7:10. We're Adam and Ari. It's CFM. Good morning.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Ari is terrified today because we pranked Lee with a classic prank. The great Lee Dixon got all those people to call up his show on 7AD and request Christmas songs. And now Ari's terrified that he's going to get revenge today by bringing a chicken in.
Yeah, this morning I did think all morning like, oh man, if he brings a chicken in today to get me back, I'm going to absolutely cry. And then I was thinking, I'm in a dress because it's Fancy Friday and my toes and my ankles are exposed. It is the worst possible day for a chicken to come in. But I just, if he's listening, I just want to let you know, Lee Dixon.
That you're sorry? You're going to apologise?
No, that if you bring a chicken in here, I will bring a snake into your studio, okay?
It's just a chicken.
It's not just a chicken.
Well, there's one.
It is a terrifying chicken that will attack us.
They don't.
And it will flap around and it'll be like pecking at your feet and stuff. Anyway.
Ariel Ackland. Anyway, it's Prize Giving Friday today. So get those entries in for the mammoth win on the web prize. It's been 2 weeks running. It's huge. It's a 24-volt licensed Ford Super Duty kids car from Maniacs Ride and Glide Shearwater, valued at $699. The kids will be loving it. There's Bluetooth in the MP3 system, isn't there?
That'd be the coolest kid on the block for sure. Hooning around. Beep, 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 beep. Coming through, my cool little car.
It's your last chance. Nathan, during the long lunch, is going to announce the winner. But you can still get your entries in now. CFMTAS.com.au. Keep entering if you have already entered. More chances of winning with more entries. Is that right, Ari?
Exactly. That is definitely right. The more times you enter, the more chances of winning. You'll have endless fun with Ride On Toys and Scooters at Maniacs Ride and Glide Shearwater, and they're also online.
Alrighty, this one comes from Yankee Doodle USA, Ari, for you.
Cool.
One missing dog saved a Virginia family in the US minutes before a fire erupted from outside the front wall of their home. Charity Galloway, the lady's name is, and her two children were relaxing at home when Butter, their neighbourhood stray dog, came barking at her bedroom window. Thanks to Butter's desperate barks, the fire department was called and the Galloway family evacuated safely. Firefighter Justin Stidham said that the fire started in Butter's dog shelter, which is only 5 feet away from the Galloway family home. An electric lamp Galloway used to keep Butter warm at night caught fire, and when Butter noticed, he quickly ran to warn the family, Ari. Be careful with those lamps, though. If it wasn't for him, she says, who knows what could have happened? It could have been way worse. I'm really grateful for that stray dog that wandered up into my yard. Fortunately, no extensive damage was done to the house, and the story ends with Butter reuniting with his real owners as well.
Oh my God, that's amazing!
Yeah, so after firefighter Justin Stidham posted a photo on his social media applauding Butter for the good work, the dog's owners reached out to the family and said, hey,
that's our dog!
It's me dog! So it turns out Butter's real name is Cooper, and his owners have been searching for him since the summer, so our winter, so quite some, maybe 6 months. They've been looking for him. But before his return, Galloway plans to award the fur hero with a steak treat. She said, he's going to be leaving us and that makes me want to cry, but I'm happy for him. We'll be staying in touch, that's for sure. So all's well that ends well. The family's safe and sound. The dog's returned to its rightful owners.
No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. 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 No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. A dog. Dog. And I want my dog to be in Philadelphia. films.
Song, 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 snag.
It's time for song snag. Adam has badly snagged a song. If you think you can recognise who the artist is and what the song title is, then make sure you give us a call on 1300 655 922.
Hello, CFM. What do you think the song is?
We just had a phone caller call through. Too soon, buddy. Too soon. If you get it right, you'll go on the draw for breakfast for two for Windows on Westella. For a breakfast you'll look forward to every day. Even Daz in that studio next door this morning, he's going to be on there on the weekend, so you might even see him.
How do you know that information?
I asked him what he was doing this weekend. He's like, I really want to go to Windows on Westella. I want those waffles.
You've got the scoop on Daz.
Mm, I do.
All right, here's the song. It's the well-known song Gorba Liba Noba News.
Stop it.
You know the song Gorba Liba Noba News?
Someone please unsnag it.
What do you think it is? Song name and artist is what we need at 1300 655 922.
Song, 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 snag.
1300 655 922. We have Banjo from Rocky Cape on. Banjo, this is the song. What do you think the song name and artist is, Banjo?
Zebra by John Butler.
Banjo's done it, Ari.
Congratulations, Banjo. You're in the draw to win breakfast for two at Windows on with Stella.
Thank you.
Thanks, Banjo. Thank you. Have a Merry Christmas.
Bye. You too. Merry Christmas.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFM. Friday, live. Showcasing local talent on the Northwest Coast.
Here we are again, Ari. It's Friday, therefore Friday Live and local.
Yeah, local, and it's all thanks to Frankie J's, your new favourite F word.
All right, today's live and local artist is Jada Lee. Good morning, Jada.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. She got to come in here and then go to school, Ari.
I know.
So you don't knock off till next week.
No, next Thursday I finish. Yeah.
So you're going to go into school like with a big, your chest up and be like, hey, hey, yes, I am Jada Lee from CFM.
Yeah, I don't know.
You should. You should.
We could escort you. Escort you through, drop you off in the cruiser if you like.
Yeah.
Might be a little bit embarrassing, actually.
Yeah, probably. So Jada Lee, how long have you been writing music and performing?
I mean, only probably a few years. I started singing lessons last year, I think. And I've only started writing songs probably end of last year, I'd say.
Cool, yeah. And you got any gigs coming up where people can catch you?
I'll be at the Ulverston Carols next Saturday, and I was just recently cast in Freaky Friday by Devonport Corals, which will be performed in May, so that's really exciting.
Awesome, that's so cool. So what song are we hearing today?
Today I'm going to be doing an original called Disguise.
Mm-hmm. And how old is it? New? Old?
I wrote it 2 days ago.
Oh, fresh.
Wow, it's super fresh.
So this is the debut?
Yeah.
Nice. It's almost just for us, Harry, you could say.
I feel very privileged, to be honest.
So if people want to follow you along on your journey, where can they follow you on Facebook and all that?
Yeah, you can follow me on Facebook and Instagram, and it's just my name, Jada Lee Crossy.
Yep. Cool.
Amazing.
Too easy.
Shall we move this mic?
Yeah, let's move this mic. Take it away, Jada. The stage is yours.
It's all falling apart, 'cause I know that you don't know how I feel. But I wish you cared as much as I did. And I know it's my fault. I overthink, but it isn't fair when I do it all to make you care. When you say hello, I try not to smile, 'cause I know that you don't. When my shirt. Don't look until I don't feel like I'm falling. I hate the way I dyed my hair. It's so patchy and I still feel like I'm falling. When you say hello, I try not to smile, 'cause I know that you don't. Try to suck it in.
Amazing. Jada Lee Crossey, live and local. Thanks for coming in and sharing your music with us.
That's okay.
That was incredible.
So how old are you?
I'm 14.
14.
And you wrote that 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Amazing.
2 days ago.
I can't write that now, let alone when I was 14.
I'm in shock.
Yeah.
That was so good.
Yeah.
And only 2 days ago.
Yep.
What?
Very impressive.
What inspired it?
I don't really know, to be honest. I wrote the start of it on the weekend, and then Nathan messaged me and asked me if I wanted to come on Friday Live, so I kind of just finished it off. And
yeah.
Cool.
Well done. It was epic. Yeah. Thank you for coming in.
Jada Lee Crossey, make sure you check her out on the internet and follow her along.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all.
Happy Friday.
Feeling fancy?
I'm feeling very fancy.
You've even got nice little denim jacket on today.
Yeah, because you keep giving me ass about
wearing
not,
the dressing gown yeah. over the fancy mm-hmm. stuff. It doesn't count as fancy.
Yeah.
Did you buy the denim jacket because you like my denim jacket?
No, I bought it literally because it's a cropped denim jacket.
It's new though, isn't it?
And it goes nice with summer clothing.
Is it new?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it because I've got a denim jacket.
Oh, whatever.
You've specifically mentioned my denim jacket and said, are you going to wear that denim jacket? That's why you bought it. Copying.
Yeah, now we can match.
Ari's all like, I'm watching Seinfeld, wearing my denim jacket. Love Pearl Jam.
I don't love Pearl Jam.
Oh, soon though.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Let's go out to the streets, find some freebies.
Load it up with the coast's best free stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM street team.
Now hang on, just a sec, Ari, before we go to him. You know me and Zach's mutual friend?
Yeah.
And Squeaking Point. Ran into her over the weekend, and then he asked whether or not she'd seen me. She lied and said she didn't even notice that I was there.
Yep, that's that breaking Empress, news.
Empress Bar.
Mm-hmm.
That's rubbish. That is lies. I can't believe she's lying. They're supposed to be friends.
I don't know. Anyway, I don't trust you. I think I trust Zach.
But anyway, Zach, what was her name again?
Why would you throw me under this bus?
He didn't take the bait, Adam. He didn't take the bait.
I'm not getting baited by Adam anymore. We're going to stop this, Ariel. We're going to stop this madness. Yeah.
No, we're going to team up, aren't we?
I want you to know, Zach, that she's lied to you. That's all. I don't like my friends being lied to.
Well, you know what? It's okay because I've got free stuff in the CFM cruiser.
That's all that counts.
That's
go
all
ahead.
That matters.
Hit us.
Right now, I am at the Devonport Recreation Centre car park just behind Forbes Street. You know, come down there. We've got heaps of great stuff. Of course, the Williams loaves of bread. Fantastic. We've been eating them all week at home. We've got some Lanolin Beauty skin cream made with Australian wool. We've got some Christmas cards, some No Pong. We've even got a bunch of $25 vouchers to Valentino's Family Restaurant in Devonport. That's right now at the Devonport Recreation Centre car park. Come on down and find me in the CFM Cruiser.
Good on you. Go I can't believe him. She lied to Zach.
I know.
She saw me. Zach, what was Lee's her name again?
Lying.
What was her name, Zach?
Jemima, something like that.
Yeah, I think it started with a J.
Hmm.
She lied to him. She saw me. She saw me there. All right, Takesha, let's go out to her. Takesha, my first question before we get to the freebies, are you dressed in the cute elf outfit?
I'm not. I'm so sorry. It is at home getting ready for tomorrow.
Yay!
Where I will be wearing it. So super exciting.
Good news.
But no, I'm in all black today. Pretty much the polar opposite of Christmas. Sorry, guys.
We can wait till tomorrow. All good. Where are you? What you got?
You can catch me out in this EFM Cruiser this morning at the Somerset IGA, and I do have the Coast Best free stuff. I've got fresh loaves of Cripps Williams bread, absolutely delicious. I've got flavoured milk, thanks to Better Milk. I've got CFM stickers, and I've got fresh donuts, thanks to Beto's Donuts. So come and see me at the Somerset IGA in the CFM Cruiser, powered by Harvey Norman Burnie Electrical.
Go, Elfie.
Word sandwich.
More.
It's time to play Word Sandwich. This is a game we like to play. Thea gives us two words. We want to know the word that goes in the middle.
Hello, CFM. What do you think the words are? Oh, they're gone. Someone keeps calling too early. Didn't get the dial. Hang on.
Oh, they're calling back.
What goes on there? The line
they're
lights up.
They're listening live and they know that you're grabbing the phone and then they hang up. But you need to know the words before you call.
You naughty boy.
To know the answer. Anyway.
It's answer.
Whatever, Adam. 1-300-655-922. If you think you know the word that goes in the middle of the sandwich, after Thea actually gives us the words, make sure you call. You will go in the draw to win a savoury box worth $60 from McCarthy's Bread Lounge in Ulverston if you get it right. And it's prize giving Friday today, so someone will be winning it today.
Thea, what do we have?
Your words for today are cotton and cane.
Cotton and cane. So hard. What possibly would go in front of cane?
Yeah.
What on earth
cotton
could that be?
And cane. I just have no idea.
There's no way of knowing unless someone calls us at 1-300-655-922 and tells us. Please tell us.
Word sandwich.
More. At 1-300-655-922, it's Jody from Ulverston. These are your words, Jody.
Your words for today are cotton and cane.
What do you reckon?
Candy?
The word for my sandwich is candy. Cotton candy. Candy cane.
Fabulous.
You have done it.
She's done it.
Well done, Jody.
Awesome, thank you.
You're more than welcome. You're in the draw to win that savoury box worth $60 from McCarthy's Bread Lounge in Ulverston.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Oh, and Jody?
Yes?
Have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
Oh, bless!
C-F-M. Now, getting ever and ever closer as each day passes, Ari.
Yeah, sure is.
Is the giant Devonport Christmas Fun Run. So it's happening on the 19th of December. So we thought we'd get him back on the phone, Brian from Everyday Lions, to tell us a little bit more about it, how it's shaping up. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, guys. How are you going? Thank you for having me on the show.
No worries at all. So how are we going with entries so far?
Yeah, we've hit over the 500 mark. So we've got 500 runners and walkers, and we're really, really pleased with that number. And hopefully we can keep on growing a little bit more over the next week or so.
Yeah, for sure. So if people do want to enter now, they can still enter right now?
Yeah, absolutely. We have an early bird sale on at the moment, the next 48 hours. So prices have gone back just a tad cheaper, which is pretty important this time of year if you want to buy those extra gifts. So jump on board if you head over to www.thedevonportchristmasfunrun.com and then find the enter here little sign that will take you to the entry portal.
Now, also on that website, it has need a coach for this race. I mean, is it too late to need a coach?
Probably at this stage, but if you do want to check it out, you should check out Everyday Lions Coaching. I'm not sure if I can do a lot for you, but you could still check it out.
If you had, yeah, I mean, it's not this weekend, it's next weekend. But in that time, one tip of advice, what would you give?
Yeah, so probably plenty of sleep. Watch what you eat and drink, which is hard this time of year, but I reckon those two things would probably go a long way in trying to run the best or walk the best race possible.
So you're saying just sleep the entire time?
That's what he's saying, yeah, keep
That's
sleeping.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, snooze.
definitely.
Okay, cool. Don't even need a train, just sleep.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, as simple as that.
Brian, where do you stand on diet, when it comes to some people love carbs, some people like high fat, if they're going to exercise. Where do you stand?
I think you can't go too far from having some carbs. A bit of carb loading, but the distances that we've got are not are not really long either. So, you know, if you do enjoy your chocolate, it's not going to hurt you.
Yeah,
every now and again. Just don't do it every day.
So the night before, will you be carb loading? Are you doing the race?
Oh, I'll be too busy on the day.
Nah, yeah. Excuses, Brian. Come on.
Yeah.
What's your favourite carb?
Short run.
Yeah. What's your favourite carb load meal if you had to?
Oh, probably a pasta, I reckon.
Yeah.
That's probably my go-to. Yeah. Pasta of some sort.
Ari, you know that my dad's always running. He always loads up on spag bowl the night before.
Yeah.
He loves it.
Yeah. Can't lose out on that one either.
All right, so everyone, we're having pasta next weekend.
Yeah, great excuse. Have some spag bol, a bit of garlic bread for extra carbs.
Oh, yum. Making me hungry.
The perfect pre-race meal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks so much, Brian, for telling us about it. Don't forget, it's not this weekend, the next. You still got time to enter. And, of course, for the next 48 hours, they've got that early bird special too. So that comes in handy. More information at thedevonportchristmasfunrun.com. Thanks, Brian.
Cool. Thank you so much, guys, and have a great weekend.
You too, Brian. Bye.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning. Friday is upon us. We're getting through it hour by hour, Ari.
I know.
Now, after the show today, we're going down to Ulverston to judge a little talent show, and I'm pretty sure Jada Lee, who was in for Friday Live today, is performing in the talent show as well.
She is. We have had breaking news that she is indeed in this talent show.
Yeah, Zach came in. He was like, yeah, I can't believe my mate lied to me. I'll talk to her about it. And then he's like, yeah, pretty sure Jada Lee will be there because she goes to the school. So it wouldn't make sense someone that talented not in the talent show.
Yeah, true. I've won quite a few talent shows, Adam. I'm very excited to judge. Have you ever won a talent show?
Well, I've been in bands where I play the drums in them.
Did your band win?
I've won Battle of the Bands, yeah. One time we won big voucher to a music instrument store with the Battle of the Bands. Yeah.
So we're pretty much perfect judges for a talent show.
We know our talent when we see it, don't we? It takes one to know one, isn't it?
Do you think that Jada Lee now has a one-upper, though, because we've already heard her perform and she is amazing?
Yeah, we're not going to be objective as well because she's a friend of the show now.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be judging objectively, you know.
How are we going to do this?
We're not going to be able to. We're going to be corrupted. That's what I'm saying. So...
Ooh. Didn't think of that.
We'll be fine.
No, we'll be okay.
We're trained professionals.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
What's up with my little face?
Oh, look at your little face,
Stop
Ari.
Stop it.
What? It's a compliment. Oh, look at your little face. It's like, oh, Snoopy-cha. Look at your little
Snoopy.
Face. Trying to be nice. I can't even win when trying to be nice.
Told you not to be salty, and now you're not salty.
Look at your little
face.
I'm still
not
trouble. Anyway, he's making a list.
He's making a list.
Yeah, so we want to clarify, all right?
Okay, so every day for 12 days, not including the weekend.
12 weekdays.
Yeah, weekdays.
So the next list item, I mean, obviously today's is still running today.
Yep, it is still running today.
So if you've missed it, you can still listen out, find out what it is. It's also on the socials.
Yeah, at CFM Taz on Instagram. It only is up for 24 hours and also on our Facebook stories, okay? Not on the grid, on the stories at CFM Tasmania.
And the next item will be Monday.
Yep, we'll be back on Monday with a new item.
Listen out Monday, take a look at the socials Monday, jot down the next item. Jot it in your phone, jot
now,
it on a pad.
Let's say you missed a day. I can't tell you what the items are, but I can give you a heads up that we may do a recap on Monday.
Well, look out.
We've been requested to have a quick recap on Monday. So if you missed any items over this week, you'll have to listen to our show on Monday to hear the recap.
Hey, Ari, who do you love?
Oh.
Who do you love?
Oh.
You don't love Dylan, your partner?
I was trying to look for the artist of the song.
Who do you love?
The Chainsmokers.
Not Dylan. Chainsmokers are next. Wow, scandalous.
Hit music.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. That's the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
A red chili?
All right, just actually literally hot off
this
the mailbags.
Just in breaking love letter news.
Zach has brought in another one of these love letters. Been getting these for a long time now. Ari, I think you should read it out, so maybe I should hold that camera.
Oh, no.
It's funnier when someone else reads it.
Okay.
You know when Lee reads it or you read it.
Okay. I just want to say, though, this one I think is a Christmas card because on the back of that envelope it has the Hallmark or something on it?
No, it's just in the same paper by the look of it.
Oh, it is.
But it's in a Hallmark envelope, yeah.
I think the envelope is different.
Now, I'm handling this with my fingers, but we do have the other one that came last time. We have handled with gloves. We're going to check it for prints.
Yeah.
And we're going to take Jerry, the boss's prints, because we think it might be him. I'd like you to read it. So do you want me to hold that camera? I know I'm not as good at the camera as you, but it's
I'm not as great as reading.
It's funnier. Exactly.
It will be funny either way.
Okay.
Well, I'm trying to get it out.
Here we go.
Now, did you already have a bit of a sniff?
Oh, I didn't. I smelled the outside. It didn't seem to smell. Is there perfume like last time?
I'm not sure.
Or it doesn't smell to this time.
They've changed up.
Not putting the same effort in.
Oh,
maybe they've fallen out of love. Maybe this is an angry letter.
That just smells like fresh paper.
Yeah, no perfume.
Okay, it's kind of like a really fancy paper that you'd print a certificate on.
They often do that,
I can also tell that it's been cut because the angle of the dangle of the paper isn't straight.
Yep.
So this is obviously cut from a larger piece of paper.
That's usually, yeah.
So that is, that's how they investigating
do it. Yep.
To its finest.
Yeah.
FBI style. Oh, I'm nervous.
Are you excited? What's it say? Love letter to me.
Hey, Adam. Still loving what you do. I love how you think this is a joke. That's cute.
Oh.
Consider it a consequence of your magnetic force of a man being a little too strong. You're so tall and handsome. Sorry, you're so tall and handsome as hell.
More.
I'd like to be tangled up with you all night. I wish I was a survivor. Oh, sorry. I wish I was the souvenir you keep your house key on.
Okay, so
is this
one's Taylor Swift again. So this person's always quoting Taylor Swift.
Okay.
You're so tall and handsome as hell. That's Taylor Swift.
I love how
I was the souvenir you kept your house key on. That's a deep album. Actually, it is a single, but it's Wishlist by Pearl Jam, 1998. No one knows that song.
Okay, so they really do know
you. They love Taylor Swift, they love Pearl Jam.
And they love you.
Yeah.
I wish I was the pedal brake that you depended on.
Yeah, wish list. Love it.
You are the radio song, the one I turn up.
Yep, wish list is still from the same Pearl Jam song.
It doesn't say anything else. I don't think this is the same person.
It's on the same paper, the same writing, you know?
No.
You don't think so?
And this handwriting looks very familiar.
You think?
Yeah.
Who do you suspect?
The way, like the S's are a certain way. They're quite squiggly.
Don't they twirl a few letters? Twirl the loop on a few letters? They used to.
Well, this one doesn't have any. Look at the writing on that. And there's no goodbye. There's no love you at the end or thanks or like from
it looks pretty
anyone.
Similar to the other ones though.
Do you think?
The paper is a little different, but they always cut it out like that.
They do.
The investigation continues, Ari.
It continues. So that's breaking love letter news.
C-F-F. Prize giving Friday.
C. We gon' give it to ya. We gon' give it to ya. C. We gon' give it to ya. We gon'
All right, Ari, who are we giving it to?
A huge congratulations to Sally from Ulverston for winning Trivia Troll.
Sally, $150 to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks is all yours.
A huge congratulations to our superstar singer and for winning Song Snag, Paige from Rowton.
Paige, brekkie for two at Windows on Westella. Have it.
Yep, have it. And enjoy your singing voice, FOMO. A huge congratulations to Jamie from Burnie for winning Word Sandwich.
Hey, Jamie, go ahead and have a savoury box worth $60 from McCarthy's Bread Lounge. There you go.
Enjoy that with 29 of your friends. A huge congratulations to our birthday book winner of the week, Jacob from Flowerdale.
Jacob, $50 to peppermint parties. Yours.
And enjoy your birthday. 30. Woohoo! Big
and
one.
Everyone enjoy your weekend. You stay safe. Don't do anything we wouldn't do, although we do a lot of illegal stuff, don't we? Really highly criminal.
We do not, Adam. Yeah, stop lying. Don't be a Lee Dixon and lie to the coast.
Okay, Ari, sorry.
Yeah, you better be. Anyway, we'll be back at 6 a.m. on Monday.
See you then.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Anna Minari, that was the episode.
Oh, there you go. There's the full love letter. How do you feel?
How do I feel, or the listener?
Both. What a crazy time to be alive.
How do I feel? I just, I don't know, because it's, I mean, Wishlist has got me thrown, because Black, the last Pearl Jam song, Black's a huge song. Heaps of people know it. It's in our library.
But they love you, so they're deep diving into your Spotify Wrapped playlist, and it's got Pearl Jam and T-Swizzle in it. And we mentioned that on air, so they're listening. But don't forget that there is Eminem in there too.
See, they quoted, you know how I like Wildest Dreams by Taylor and Style. This is a quote in here from Wildest Dreams.
Mm. Because I said that on air, that that's your favourite one.
So,
because you say it all the time to me.
Yeah, that or Style, I can never decide.
Yeah,
but I
so the next love letter will have a quote from Style and something from Eminem, I reckon, or Doja Cat.
Yeah, Doja.
You do love Doja.
Doja will be like sexually explicit. It'll start getting explicit in here if it's Doja.
We won't be able to read those out on there. That'll just be for your private collection, eh?
I'd love to be tangled up with you all night. Is that, that's probably from a song too. I wish I was the souvenir you keep your house key on. I wish I was the pedal brake that you depend on. It's actually depended on. Incorrect lyric.
You are he's salty.
You are the radio song, the one I turn up. See, that's so it's very lot of effort if it's a stitch up, which would only lead to one man, Jerry Shears.
Which is why we are going to get the fingerprint testing kit out.
You are the radio song. Can I show you something here? Just to show you what this lyric is from. It's from the end of the song when it fades out. It's appropriate, obviously, because we're on the radio, but it's like, this is the bit where he says that. Hang on.
So it's like is literally
when it fades
like
out.
When everyone, like, stop listening. Yeah. Like, you know, you usually just say
like, I actually faded that up so you could hear it, but this is what it sounds like.
You can hardly hear it.
Fades out. So how do they quote? How do they quote that lyric?
Maybe they just Googled the lyrics.
I think they've been looking at lyrics online. Yeah,
you've been thinking, oh, they're listening to all my favourite songs. Oh, lies.
Yeah, Pearl Jam radio lyric.
Yeah, that's
what they've done. Disappointing.
See, we're good FBI agents, aren't we?
Damn.
And the whole paper cutting, I feel like that was FBI style. Like,
what does this mean?
You know, what does this mean that they've cut?
You're trying to get
the bottom right corner of the page out.
You're trying to do that psychological profiling.
Does that mean that they're right wing? Does that
you
mean
you don't
that
even know what that means?
Yeah, I know, but you say it all the time. Oh, it doesn't mean that they're left-handed and they cut up and across left-handed.
Does that mean they're right winged? Thanks for listening this week. We've got to go to Alveston, judge a talent show. What time is that?
Do stuff at 11, so we best get us going.
Yep. Thanks for the lift in advance.
Oh yeah. Okay. No, was I? You can leave your car here, or I'd like pick you up from your house.
No, I'll leave your car here. Yeah. Don't come on.
Just checking.
Bye. You can say bye.
Oh, miss you already. We'll catch you on Monday. Happy weekend. Merry Christmas.
I don't buy it.
What? Why?